You are listening to TASBOcast, the official podcast for the Texas Association of School Business Officials. We are the trusted resource for school finance and operations. Hi, this is Tom Greer with TASBO. In today's episodes, I have two PEAMS All-Stars, Dr. Julie J. Guillory from Fort Bend ISD and Karen Hollyfield from Gilmer ISD. Now, before we start, because Hurricane Laura just marched through the Gulf Coast in East Texas, we just need to kind of check your status. Karen?
We're good here. We hardly got any rain, nothing, no trees fell over or anything like that. It was pretty basic for us.
But Julie, you do have some folks in Louisiana.
Yes, I was born and reared in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Got all my formal schooling out of Lake Charles. Graduated there from high school and everything. And my family had to evacuate. And they currently do not have proper dwellings to reside in. So we're having to tarp roofs just like with Katrina and continue basic housing strategies for them to survive at this moment.
But they are safe right now.
They are safe and alive. My brother did ride out the storm. He will never, ever, 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 ever do that again. That's not a bucket list item that you want to have, but he is safe and well, yes.
Okay, that's good. And safe travels on helping them, so.
Thank you.
Now, before we begin this episode, some people may not be familiar with PEAMS. So, Karen, what is PEAMS?
Legally, I guess it's a public education information management systems, but I like to say that it's possibly everyone ignores me speaking because that's the way it feels a lot of times. So, but I love it.
People enrolled in my school, right, Tom?
That's the one I liked.
That one.
People enrolled in my schools, and it's actually that's easy to remember. Mm-hmm. First started with TASBO. I didn't know what the acronym meant, and I always spelled it repeatedly, I before E.
That's after C.
Yeah, and so that was wrong. It's an acronym. What are the big parts of PEAMS, like if you're a PEAMS coordinator at the district level?
Oh, data collection, making sure that data is clean. There's so much dirty data, and it just feels like that's what you're doing, cleaning, scrubbing all the time. Making sure it's right where it's supposed to be.
I agree wholeheartedly. Not only with it being pupils enrolled in my school or people, you can say that it's people employed in my school. So we have to make sure that student and staff data is accurate, as well as the training, because a lot of what we deal with is non-instructional data quality. So it's not what the teachers do. It's not the classroom curriculum. And although I've been a teacher, once a teacher, always a teacher, it's very important to realize that it's the data, as Karen said, the data scrubbing and the learning, the teaching, the training, so that we continue to follow the trends and those new changes that the state brings about.
Absolutely.
So it's beyond data management. What I've noticed with a lot of our PEAMS members is that it's also about communicating and actually encouraging people to cooperate with the getting data correctly. So I've made the observation that a lot of our PEAMS members are actually extroverts in many cases because they do have to coordinate with so many different departments.
Yes, you do. You have to be able to go in and kind of take over a little bit, but be nice. So
yeah, because everybody has skin in the game. They don't realize it. And I've had a lot of different departmental persons tell me, oh, I don't do PEAMS. You know, that's not what I do. That's what you do. And I'm like, oh, really? Oh, okay. Do you do payroll? You know, do you send in, you know, any information like that? And they go, yeah. Well, you do PEAMS. So,
I loved that. I mean, I was at a TASBO conference when I saw you the first time. And that was something that you said that really struck. Because I hear that a lot. And mm-hmm. So I use your example all the time. I love it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so right now it's the school year just started, and we have, you know, a lot of different things going on with COVID. for the PEAMS perspective, what's going on right now?
It's a mess. I don't know about everyone else, but it's a mess. We went in with a plan that we had. We were like, we're going to do this. It's going to work like that, da, da, da. And after day one, we were meeting and saying, okay, scrap that. Let's start again. So you got to be really flexible right now. So helping kids get on, the remote kids get on those systems that they need to be on, making sure that they're getting what they need and then still taking care of your kids here. So it's been something else.
Well, let's start with teaching people how to say and spell asynchronous and synchronous.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, trying to separate remote learning from face-to-face on campus. Now, to tell people, on campus is traditional. And if it's hyphenated, it's traditional on-campus, not on a campus. Because remote kids can come on a campus and still have their teacher looking at them in a laptop. So they don't understand that, but it's been teaching a whole new method.
It has been. So y'all are doing all three methods there?
No, we're doing remote learning. We have some special ed kids who have to have face-to-face learning because of their mm-hmm. schedule of services. And, you know, the state wants everybody to transition to face-to-face, and that's going to be a challenge in itself. So that's going to be hard to do.
Yes, it is.
All right, so we do have the PEAMS Academy update September 17th and 18th, and PEAMS Fundamentals on the 16th. Julie, I know you're going to be presenting there. What are the hot topics being discussed there?
Well, we always try to cover topics that our PEAMS personnel can always use and take away. And you know, we'll have PEAMS accountability, the power of PEAMS, TSDS tips and tricks. We're going to add a technology component, the different technological programs that PEAMS clerks need to know. We'll have Justin Johns, of course. He's always a hot ticket item. You know, he's like a rock star, mm-hmm. giving us the latest and greatest. And he's going to be put on the hot seat. You had a lot of questions with remote learning. And then data validation and core collection overview. So we have a lot of great topics.
So we the PEAMS fundamentals of the day before, I've heard a lot of different stories about how if you're new to PEAMS, it is so vital. That is a vital training. Why would somebody new to PEAMS want to go to that one in particular before the actual PEAMS Academy?
I think just mostly because you figure out what's going on. I felt like the whole first year that I did PEAMS, everybody was speaking Chinese and I was speaking English. And when I went to the Academy, everything was broken down in a way that I finally understood it. I mean, that was eye-opening. And I think it's really good for that. Plus, I made a lot of contacts there, the people I could get in touch with that have been doing this for a while. And I was able to call them or email them, and they were always there to help and, you know, just let me know, hey, they've been there before too, and I'm going to get past that and move on. That's why it's vital.
Right. And we always try to break it up where one day is all PEAMS, all things PEAMS. Another day is like auxiliary supportive must-have topics. Mm-hmm. To support and kind of fold in that need that, you know, it's not just submitting a file, but it's in addition to that, it's submitting a file, understanding the components of it and all the like auxiliary topics that you have to know, record keeping, technology, manuals, the laws, the policies, the procedures, federal and state governance. All of those are equally important.
Now, Julie, you got your start in PEAMS after also being an educator. Tell us how you got your start in PEAMS.
Well, that's an easy one. I was a teacher and then a principal and then a director, and my superintendent needed me to come over and do PEAMS. And I was like, oh, that thing we do once a month in October? Oh, that's easy. That was not easy. So I came over to fill a void and realized that, oh my gosh, my life was ever different, because I always soon realized that once, if I knew then what I know now, I would have been a much better principal. And that PEAMS was cyclical. It was year round. It was ever connecting. There was, you know, you don't ever stop doing PEAMS. So that's how I got my start, coming over to fill a void and helping. And I had a choice out of two directorships, and that's the ship I jumped in, and I haven't stopped paddling since.
Excellent. Now, Karen?
Mm-hmm. I got started in PIMS. I was actually working at the junior high as the fine art secretary for junior high. And they were like, hey, can you help our PIMS person? She needs some help with this and with that. And I did. And I started watching her. And then she decided to move on. And I just kind of slid right in that spot. And then from there, it just kept growing and growing. And that's one of the things I love about PIMS, because it's challenging. It never gets boring. And you're always learning something. So I love that. I like a challenge.
Yeah, I agree. Both, it's like a puzzle. It's like a big puzzle.
Yes.
Now, both of you were recognized for being rising stars in TASPO with the RISE Award this spring at the annual conference, which seems like a million years ago, but it was such a special time. The RISE Award, right now, we are accepting nominations for next year's RISE Award recipients. This is sponsored by the Texas Association of School Boards, TASB. What advice would you give to new members in TASPO to get involved?
You've got to put yourself out there. You really do. If you really need to make those contacts with other people to help you survive what you're doing. And then you're surprised later when you meet somebody and they ask you a question and you're able to answer it, something that you couldn't have done 2 years ago. And I think TASBO gives you that confidence. And like your software teaches you how to enter the information, but TASBO teaches you why you're doing it and the what behind it and all that. And so I don't know. I just learned a lot from TASBO. I still learn a lot from TASBO every year. And the RISE Award was amazing. I had no idea that was coming. So that was that was pretty cool.
Yes, I agree. It was very rewarding to be recognized by our peers. And one of the things she said was so key is putting yourself out there, the collaboration and the connection. And Tom, you may not remember this conversation we had when I was TASBO chair. That 2013, 2014, we were just starting TASBO Connect. And I said, I get all these emails and we need to have as many people connect as possible. But is there another system other than just emails? And you said, we're working on something. But we'll have a forum and they can go online. And that has really been a big offshoot of what we do to collaborate and help others. And I go to TASBO every year and I see some brand new PIMS coordinators who first came to the academy. First came to the boot camp, and you remember when you showed me how to do this? Of course, I don't remember that, but we meet so many people. Like, I remember when I first was trying to learn how to do it, and someone was trying to teach me. So it's always rewarding to collaborate with others who can show you one thing to make your life worthwhile and make you not want to quit. But it's interesting to see how people struggle when they're not connected to TASBO, and they should be.
Absolutely.
No, the TASBO Connect community has exceeded our expectations. And when you compare it to other communities for like that, I would say pound for pound, it's the most successful community in the country for online community for associations. And part of it is because of things like PIMS. You can't just Google PIMS and understand what the latest things are. People have the right questions at the right time. And actually that brings me back to Julie's session. You actually have a session called Asking the Right People the Right Questions. Like, Julie, what was that about? I thought that was a great title.
Yes, because I firmly believe, Tom, that you could have all the wrong people around the table trying to make the right decision.
Yes.
And I think about the different scenarios that we went through, you know, for example, letting a teacher, giving another teacher to a principal because they needed another teacher, and our staffing and our class sizes are way off. And what happens? They get the teacher, then they don't have a classroom. Then they don't have a classroom, so they got to go buy an $80,000 portable. And all I had to do was balance their classes. So you really got to connect with the right people. Being in PIMS, it helps you connect with the CFO, the business and finance team, curriculum and instruction. You're involved with the master schedule. I'm pulled in multiple meeting settings because if it doesn't fit our job with PIMS, then we probably can't do it. Mm-hmm. And I report to technology. So, you know, the apps and everything just interconnects. It's a big interconnection. that's so vitally important.
That's great. Karen, do you remember your first few days in the education profession, even before?
Yes, I started off doing pre-K, and I loved it. Now I don't think I can handle it because, oh my gosh, I'm way past that nurturing stage. But when I first started, my kids were that age too, and it was just fun to see their little eyes would spark when they would figure out how to write their name or how they were doing something. And it, I don't know, it just, I loved it. I loved being in education.
Well, Julie, you were also a teacher.
Yes, I was a science teacher and also a high school principal with 5,000 students spread over 3 campuses. So that's why I have the lovely gray accents to my hair. You know, you once a teacher, always a teacher. And I tell you, one of the teacher aspects of being in PEAMS, when I was a PEAMS coordinator, I was teaching my daughters how 4th of July weekend, when we were having to go through resubmission while I'm helping dad outside with barbecue, go in and hit F5 on mommy's computer. refresh. Not only just teaching your own kids in the classroom, but your personal kids learn respect PEAMS as well. So I always like to tell that story. Hit that F5 button, mommy. Yes, sweetie. Hit F5 so we can get down to 0. Get down to 0. So, you know, you teach your kids how to count and everything on PEAMS and learn technological functions on PEAMS.
My parents, my sister, my kids, everybody, my husband, they all asked, how many fatals do you have now? And people look at us like we're crazy, but I think it's so funny. And if it's really high, they're like, oh, mom needs some time.
Right. Yes. Yes.
I didn't get that joke. What?
Oh, my kids are always asking me, and my parents, everybody, they're all like, oh, how many fatals do you have?
Yeah.
Fatals.
Like, fatal counts. Fatal. Write it down to 0 so you can submit.
If we're in public, they can look at us. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I got 82 bodies, so.
yeah. Like, they think fatalities. It's like,
yes.
I have FBI SD on, people come to me and go, you work for the FBI? Uh-huh. They don't get it. Yeah, they don't get it. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, Karen. So Julie, your RISE video is going to be published next week.
Ooh.
Make sure to look for that.
Oh, no. Has Karen's been published?
No.
Hers will be coming in a few weeks. But I did see her nickname is Hollywood.
Yes,
Hollywood.
when I taught pre-K, that's what they called me. They're like, Miss Hollywood. I'm like, yes, that's right, Miss Hollywood. Don't forget it.
All right, hey, Julie, what's your nickname?
Dr. G.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
The original.
They struggle. If I'm in East Texas or close to Louisiana, Guillory flows freely. But anywhere west, they go. Just say G. That's Miss G, Miss Julie, you know, whatever makes your mouth happy. Mm-hmm. Julie.
All right. Well, hey, this has been great. I appreciate y'all's time. And Julie, do hope your folks are going to be okay. And, you know, I know property damage is nothing to, you know, especially aftermath is difficult.
Right.
And so I hope everything turns out well.
Thank you so much. We hope so, too.
Be careful traveling.
Thank you so much, Hollywood.
You're welcome. I'm going to call you OG, the original OG.
There you go. That's a good one.
Love it.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom. Bye-bye. Bye.